Now thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, which is precious beyond words. 2 Corinthians 9:15. That's what I just read, and it's the truth, my friends. However, sometimes we feel like God is ignoring our suffering. Yet at such times, we ourselves are the ones ignoring the suffering of Christ and his victory. He never ignores us, fellow believers. He never ignores us. Psalm 22:24 says, "For he has not despised nor detested the suffering of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him for help, he listened." I'll repeat the last two words. He listened. Keep pouring your heart out to the Lord, my friends. He loves you. He wants to hear from you. And when we ask the why question, we need to remember that when we ask the why question, we forget the why of the cross. Cherish Christ, who perished as punishment in our place. Never falsely accuse him of ignoring our suffering. Never mock him by misusing his name. Cherish Christ, who rose again and ensures eternal victory to those who receive him as Savior and Lord. Let me quote 2 Corinthians 9:15 again. "Now thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, which is precious beyond words." Jesus is precious beyond words. Have you received him? Have you rejected him or received him? Have you chosen to go your way instead of accepting him and letting him rule your life? Have you opened your heart to him or closed your heart to him? Are you pretending that everything's okay and, yeah, you go to church once in a while, but you aren't really living it and you know it deep down inside? And now maybe you're just realizing how much that hurts the heart of Christ. How horrible it is to join the mockers and those who put him to death by rejecting him as Savior and Lord. Don't join the mockers and those who crucified him. Instead, receive him. Receive him as Savior and Lord. He died on the cross in your place, in my place. John 3:16 says it. Did you realize that John 3:16, the words in that verse are actually the ones spoken directly by Jesus? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Those are the words of Jesus. Do you believe him? Will you receive him? Today I'm going to offer an opportunity to everyone to either receive him for the first time or recommit to him. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for being you. And we are sorry for our sins of ignoring you and rejecting you. We receive you now, Jesus. We receive you. We accept you. We love you. We welcome you to rule our lives. We accept what you did on the cross. We accept your indescribable gift. You are the ultimate gift, Lord. Just to have you as Savior and Lord, to have us be saved by you is beyond description. I just welcome you afresh in my heart, and I pray with those right now. We open the doors of our hearts. Jesus, come in and rule and reign. We just pray now, Lord, that you would so shine through us that others would see you in us and that others would know you. Lord Jesus, we repent of our sins. We turn from all those bad stuff and turn to you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for guaranteeing eternal life. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you. Thank you for being you. You are beyond description. And we just worship you now. We worship you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. This week, I urge you to set aside time and your phone and just focus on Jesus every day this week. Put it on your cell phone calendar, you know? Do something. You know what works for you. Or if you don't know what works for you, ask somebody close to you, and they'll probably tell you how this could be arranged in your life. Just spend time. Spend time alone with Jesus every day this week. If you have prayer requests, you can send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. And remember that Jesus still loves you. And let's share him. Let's share his truth. Let's share his love this week.